Well, I'm sure you've been wondering when the COVID vaccine rollout is happening and when it's all available. I can shed some light into that now because I'm joined by the manager of the Ochre Health Groups. Molly Rumbold is joining us this morning. Good morning to you. Thanks for joining us today.
No worries. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, it's good to see you. All right. Now, what can you tell us?
All right. So we are very excited to be able to provide this service to the community. We've been approved as the vaccination provider to roll out Phase 1B.
Yay.
Which is very exciting.
It certainly is.
It has taken a little bit of effort to, you know, plan the logistics, but we've finally got it off the ground this week.
What do you know what the delay was?
The government, you know, they're trying to roll this thing out.
There's a lot of planning involved.
Really quickly. You know, we've got to do this thing off-site. We can't bring dozens of people through the doctor's surgery during the day when all the other normal stuff is going on. Mm. So to actually take this thing off-site, we have to move exam beds and move oxygen tanks and to pre-plan it. We want to do it properly the first time.
Yes, otherwise, if it's like setting deadlines for something like, you know, roadworks or something like that. You just don't really, can't set a deadline on it, just as though you can't set a deadline for this to actually happen because there's so many logistics that need to be involved. So I guess you would say it's worth the wait.
Yeah, definitely. Worth the wait if we're going to do it right.
Absolutely. Okay, so what do people need to know about it? How do they go about the receiving the vaccine then?
All right, so Queenstown has kicked off this week with their off-site COVID-19 vaccine clinic. We're running it off-site at the old QMule building, which is right across the road here. So we'll be running that on Tuesday afternoons and Wednesday mornings. Each week, what we can do and what we are encouraging is for patients that are interested in receiving the vaccine and believe they are eligible in this phase to jump online and check their eligibility via the Health Direct eligibility checker. It will also then tell you, even if you're not eligible for this phase, it'll tell you which phase you are eligible for.
Right. Okay.
And then you'll be able to keep an eye out for when you can get vaccinated. And if you are eligible, it'll then direct you to our online booking platform where you can book your vaccination online with us.
So we've heard in the news that the first ones that receive the vaccinations are the older people, sort of like the 50-plus group. Is that usually why the case with people who receive it first and are eligible?
Yep. So the eligibility criteria from Phase 1A and B downward, it's all directed at the people that are most at risk of getting COVID-19.
Yep.
So the first the second phase that we're rolling out is your over the age of 70, chronic diseases, Aboriginal Torres Strait Islanders over the age of 55, any younger people over the age of 18 that have any underlying medical conditions or disabilities, critical and high-risk workers, including government officials or anyone that's to be deployed overseas, and other healthcare workers that were not vaccinated in Phase 1A.
Right. So, for example, I'm a sleep apnea sufferer. And I've also had blood pressure problems. Would I be in that category then?
I believe so. You would have to go online and
check
through the checker
to
confirm. But it all depends on, you know, the blood pressure medications and bits and pieces.
Sure.
But we're also encouraging people through the eligibility checker just because that has the most up-to-date information
as
we continue along and things change constantly.
Absolutely,
so you will be able to get the most up-to-date information about your eligibility through that online checker. And I understand that people are over the age of 70 might not be able to do that, but I'm sure we've got friends, relatives, grandchildren that can all assist. The reason we're doing it this way is because, and I know people were probably already aware of this, but it's really difficult to try get through to the phone most days. So when everybody's trying to call to book and check their eligibility, it's only congesting the already congested phone traffic. We can absolutely still take your booking at the practice if you come in or phone, and we can run through the eligibility criteria with you if you like, but we're trying to encourage the online booking side of things.
Easy to go that way, isn't it?
So that we can minimise the demand on the teams that we have in the practices that are already very, very busy.
Absolutely. Okay, now I just want to try and ease people's minds because obviously we've had the reports about the blood clotting and that sort of thing. That's a very low percentage of it hasn't come up as a high percentage of it occurring, does it? I mean, can you just ease people's minds that it is safe to use? Look,
I can't speak to that. I'm not a medical professional.
No.
And although I have read a lot of literature over the last couple of months with all the different changes and processes and protocols and bits and pieces, my best advice to people is to go and see your doctor, see your GP if you have any concerns at all about your personal health condition and how that will affect you getting the vaccine.
Okay.
There's absolutely no problem at all with booking into the clinics and then not turning up and having that consult with the GP and then not getting the vaccination. It's completely fine.
Okay. Now that's good. All right. Just that website again. Where do they go to online to find it all about?
So that is the Health Direct website. So you can pretty much just Google COVID eligibility checker and that will take you there. And when you get there, you can go through all the criteria. And if you meet the criteria for the current phase, then they will direct you to your closest vaccination centre, which is us. And then you can either phone us or book online.
Now, obviously, you guys are under a little bit of pressure to get the vaccination rolled out and that sort of thing, and you've had to wait yourselves. We really want to make sure people just instill a little bit of patience. It'll happen when it happens. Is that a fair assessment?
Yeah, absolutely. Look, our team here on the ground at all our Ochre Health medical centres, we're a small, very dedicated team across the West Coast. We work across all the sites and we're working tirelessly to ensure we provide the best healthcare to the communities that we live and we work in. And we would just really appreciate everyone's kindness to us as we work through this process. And, you know, unfortunately, to enable us to provide this service, we need to take a doctor out of the practice, which is reducing the available appointments for standard healthcare that are already limited.
Yes.
We're doing the best we can to provide a safe and healthy community and patients.
With limited resources
as
well.
With very limited resources at times. So I just want to encourage people to think in advance, to try and book in advance for their regular appointments to make sure you can get an appointment when you need it.
Yep.
We do the best we can to accommodate everyone, but, you know, this is putting extra pressure onto us as well.
Yep,
so,
for sure.
You know, our teams are very happy to help everybody as best as they can, but I just want everyone to remember to be kind and be patient.
Thank you very much. All right, well, look, thank you for joining us this morning, Molly, and we appreciate it because I know you're in a busy schedule and it's only going to get busier and more stressful for you as the rollout continues to happen. So we wish you all the best and we appreciate your time today.
Thank you very much.
Molly Rumbold, manager of the Ochre Health Medical Centres here on the West Coast, joining us this morning on 7XS.